you were wearing.
Yeah, I know. I was wearing like a...
Was this Yellow Day?
Yellow
Rock. That was the yellow... Back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke, and we are so thrilled to be back together today. You guys, we haven't seen each other in over a month, right?
Yeah. Over or less than a month, one of the two.
No, because it's January 8th. I think I left December 8th.
Oh my gosh, it has been a little bit over a month.
A long time apart.
I know, we have been just sitting here catching up, like seriously so excited to be back on that 2019 grind.
I love a good new year. We talked about that. We both did so many podcasts when you're apart though, so it was mm-hmm. like easy to catch up, we were just saying.
Yeah, and thank gosh you did Vlogmas so I could keep up with your life.
Yeah, you too. Actually posted. It's amazing.
I'm literally so proud of you, I have thank to you. Say. Like,
but now I haven't posted since.
Really? No, no.
No, I posted once. Yay.
Okay. Oh well, that's okay. It's fine.
I got a little sick, though. People didn't believe me. I was like, you could probably hear my voice, so I apologize if I sound super nasal. I have a bad cold. I just used some of Danielle's Breathe doTERRA oil.
Yes, I gave her some essential oil to put under her nose, so.
Ew, I'm like sniffly, I'm sorry.
Come on, Brooke. Well, we are so excited to be back at it with you guys. Basically, today's format is just going to be, you know, the normal highlight, low light, all that fun stuff. And then we're just going to talk about some of our goals for the new semester, our schedules, like our class schedules, because you guys love hearing about that. Our upcoming travels that we've got booked.
Oh, so, not so many. I was about to say, oh, so many. Like, no, we only have one.
Only one.
Only one.
Oh, I guess only one. I guess I have a few others. Well, oh, we can talk about spring break and all that fun stuff. Yeah, so. Yeah.
My last semester of college. It's absolutely nuts.
Yeah. And then we're going to end with a Q&A.
So, a special thank you to Olivia. Her at is Olivia Kwan, Q-U-A-N. She made that awesome track you guys heard.
Slowly including some new sound effects for you guys. She's down to work with anyone for audio production. Absolutely amazing, and we hope you guys like it.
Yay. We're trying to change things up for 2018, make things
2019.
Oh, my.
Brooke!
You know when you do that, like, in class, people, like, write the year and then, like, they write the year over it? That's me until, like, April usually.
Yeah, just about.
Oh, my gosh. It doesn't feel like 2019 yet. I'm still, in my mind, like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, I know. It's crazy. New year, new us. Well, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. How have you been, Brooke? Good?
Honestly, overall, pretty good. It's good. I said, a little too chill. Like, my brain was a little too chill. Like, I need to be back in, like, a structure. How about you?
I'd say it was, like, a mix of both.
I feel like you were doing stuff all the time per typical Danielle fashion.
Yeah. I had some relaxing time, but I also kind of... really enjoyed myself. In Florida, you know, it was nice and warm, so I was outside it makes you appreciate it for sure. But I had a really good break. I keep telling people, it was like I really grew, like, as a person, like, emotionally. There's some things I learned.
It was like quick to grow. That's so good.
I mean, well, just like you. Certain things that happened in my life, and that kind of, like, I don't know, put my perspective into I can't speak.
New experiences.
Yeah, but
oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. So, my low light for, kind of on that note, my low light for the last little bit has, or I guess just yesterday and today,
it's just been 2 days.
Yeah.
What time did you get here yesterday? You drove in.
So, yeah, if you guys didn't know, I left Tampa yesterday at 6 a.m., or, gosh, 7 a.m., and I got here at Athens around 4, a little bit before 4 p.m.
Cool.
Yeah, road trip on my own. And then Brooke drove yesterday, too.
Yeah, so we left my house at 5 a.m. because I left from New York with my dad because he is a sweet angel.
Sweet man.
Such a sweet man. He's the best. Like, I love spending time with my dad. He's just so easy to chat with and stuff. And we left at 5, got to South Carolina around 6, and then he actually took a flight home today because I left him in South Carolina. Yeah.
Brooke drove this morning, too. Like,
yeah.
She just pulled in.
I just pulled it?
No. Down we go. Just pulled in. Imagine if you, like, Brooke, when we were talking about this podcast, she was like, yeah, like, literally, if I have to just come as soon as I get home, like, I will. It's like, wow.
Oh, I'm committed to the Gals on the Go grind. No, but then I was like, you know, when you get back to college and you bring so much stuff and it's like,
oh, yeah.
You gotta give yourself a few hours to, like, purge and clean.
Me a few days.
And when you leave your house for a month, you have to clean your house because obviously, naturally, it gets, like, I did a big vacuum with my new vacuum.
Hey.
That's my favorite. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
She knows her favorite now. Well, that kind of goes with my low light. My low light was just kind of getting back into a routine here. I have a big suitcase behind Brooke that I still need to unpack. I need to clean. And just kind of, I got into a routine at home where I was going to this place called Camp Tampa and, like, going to workout class every day and then hanging out with this friend. And, like, I kind of just got into, like, a really good routine at home. So then it's like, okay, back in Athens, now I have to get into my Athens routine. Like, I'm just kind of all disoriented, which is a good and a bad thing, you know? But I'm just kind of like, oh, wow, I gotta clean a lot.
Yeah.
So that's my low.
And especially because you live alone, so it's like everything really, truly is on you.
No, like, I had to carry everything up from my car alone. Like, it's just, I mean, it teaches you a lot, but I'm definitely excited to live with someone next year.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That's, like, such a pro of living with people. It's just, like, you get to do things together.
Teamwork.
Like, yeah, teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah, baby.
My low light, I would say, is probably just leaving my family. Like, I just had a really, really good break, and, yeah, I mean, it was definitely enough time home. A month is more than enough time home, but when you're, like, really happy and, like, love the people you're with, obviously it's sad to leave them, so.
No, that's so true. I got a little emo. Because I talked about someone else with this, like, second semester's hard because there's not winter break and Thanksgiving break. You basically only have scheduled time to go home after all your exams are done in May.
Yeah, so it's very,
it's like, I don't know how to describe it. Yeah, it's really a lot less fam time.
Exactly. Which is good, I guess, if you're a freshman, because you kind of need to see your family more in the fall, but in the spring it's kind of like...
That's true.
I personally like the spring way more than the fall, too, apart from football season and all that stuff. Like, I absolutely love the spring, like, because we have spring parties, but also just the weather. Spring is my favorite weather time of the entire year.
And your birthday is in April. Can't forget Brooke's B-Day.
Spring just brings so... Like, I just have always loved spring at college, so...
That's interesting. Yeah. I haven't... Maybe I like spring, too. I don't really know, because fall gets so busy.
I've only been... This is actually, though, because I studied abroad in the spring, so this is only my third physical spring here at UGA, so maybe I just value it more because I had one last year here in the spring.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I really just, I don't know, I just tend to like the spring more. I don't know, that's weird.
It's a happy
season.
Everyone
has their favorite season.
Yeah, for sure. And guess what I also just realized?
What?
Next year, I will be a senior. Like, technically. Because, like, this fall, I'll be a junior. Next fall, I'll be a senior.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that so weird? Like, I'm not graduating next year, but next year I will start my senior year. And I turn 21 in September.
And you're, like, the first, like, because you're, like,
out of all my friends,
old
yeah.
for your grade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so exciting.
I'm so hyped about it.
Oh, it's going to be a big year. Wait, so in 2019, this, because you were born in
98.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, that would make sense. I'm, like, doing the math.
She's
in my
got
head.
It.
I went to Stop and Shop once in my hometown. Only northern people would get it. That's, like, the grocery store.
Publix,
and I, like,
yeah.
was buying a bottle of wine, and, like, the woman, like, checks my ID, and she's like, oh, sorry, like, this can't be right. Like, 97. Like, I can't lie to you. And I was like, no, dude, like, I'm 21.
Yeah.
Like, and she was like, really? And she went over to go ask the manager, and I was like, I swear to you, I'm 21. Like,
she didn't realize.
And she, like, didn't do the math, so that was, like, one of those moments.
Oh, my
moments.
Gosh,
yeah.
That's crazy. I know. We're all just getting older.
The years are all just backwards in my mind, because, like, you don't feel like people who are born in the 2000s should be, like, old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, when you start seeing 2000, people go, freak.
Oh, I'm tripped out. Okay, so anyways, positives, highlights?
Well, so on the contrary, I'm really happy to be back in my apartment.
Yeah, that's good.
Because it's just, like, your happy place, you know? And, like, I forgot how much I love it here, and I have my candle going, it's just good vibes.
That is good vibes. Yeah, I guess I'm just kind of happy to be back. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
You guys, we haven't, like, done this combined podcast in a while, so now I'm, like, it's just, like, different. I don't know how to describe it. Like,
conversational.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm happy to be back at school, too. I'm happy to see all my friends. And honestly, just happy for 2019 at school to, like, start new vibes and everything.
New vibes.
Yeah, new vibes. Fresh new vibes. I told Maddie, I was like, this is the year of yes. Because, like, last semester of college, like, I just want to be fun and do it all.
The Year of Yes. I like it, Brooke.
Did you ever read that book? Shonda Rhimes?
No, but I know
very,
it's...
Very, very good.
It
highly recommend.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh,
highly
man.
Recommend. Sorry. Just to throw it out.
No, I like that. The Year of Yes. No, I'm trying to be more spontaneous and fun.
I feel like you've already done a good job of that.
Thank you. I'm trying. But, like, that's... I was telling Brooke before we started recording, like, last night I went out and I just did not feel fun. And I was like, Danielle, this is not a good start.
Yeah.
But I'd also done, like, an 8-hour road trip, so I'm just gonna blame that. And just... Uh-huh. I don't know. I just... Going from, like, being with my high school friends to, like, college, it's, like, different vibes. And I
completely
get back into
agree.
The college vibes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. It, like, doesn't make sense to me, but...
It's a shift.
It's a shift. It's just, like...
Especially when you have such a good break and, like, good friends at home and stuff,
it's different.
Yeah, because some people aren't, like, lucky like that. Like, people have, like, their college friends, you know, because you're not really friends with your high school friends anymore. And, like, I guess we're both kind of lucky in that sense.
Yeah.
We have, like, good friends at home.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Well, so my current favorite is something I'm looking at right now. Brooke and I both have on the desk. I hate, like, I left my Swell water bottle at home. Like, I only brought my Hydro Flask.
I just don't know how people still drink out of those things. It's mind-blowing to me. Well, there's still, like, some people consider them, like, trendy still. I'm like, no, dude, that was, like, the 2015 trend.
Yeah, I just liked how cold it kept my drink, but I guess Hydro Flask
does the same thing.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
So, my favorite is the Hydro Flask with the straw, because if you don't get it with the straw, like, it literally pours all over you. So, I'm really happy about this straw lid. I have it in white. So does Brooke, but hers is the bigger 37 ounce.
Mine. No, I got the 40 this time.
Oh, 40. Mine's 30 something.
My other one. Yeah. Did you know it's hand wash only? Can't put in the dishwasher. Maybe the top you can, but just a PSA. Ooh. Yeah.
Good to know. Didn't know that. I haven't washed it yet, honestly.
Honestly,
but...
it keeps, it's like that amazing that the ice cubes are still cold when you like reopen it.
No, that's
it, like,
so
you know
impressive.
What I'm talking about?
I just, it makes me drink so much water because the straw is just so easy and you can keep the straw up so you can just lean over and just sip.
The convenience factor.
The convenience.
All my friends got one this year.
Yeah, they're awesome. I want more colors.
There's a bright pink one that's really cute.
That one's cute.
Or the bright blue.
There's
all
a
the brights
one.
Are cute.
Oh, really? Red. So ooh. Down.
Yeah, I'm a long-standing hydrophile. It just makes me drink more water, you know?
Yeah, no, which whatever gets you to. No, and I swear, like, my skin was breaking out so bad. Now I just have, like, scars from it, but my skin was breaking out so bad right before I went home. And then I think it's helping just kind of flush out my system, drinking lots
love
of water.
That. But you've been working out. You've been a health queen lately, so...
Still working on the food part of that. I totally Uber Eats yesterday and today.
What did you get today?
Well, I got bar burritos, so I got, like, a bowl with,
like Chipotle,
chicken.
But, like, Athens version.
Yeah, Athens edition. But anyways, what's your current favorite?
Okay, so mine's definitely this vacuum that I've been hyping up all over everything. We used to, in my house at home, like, home meeting school, I guess I should say.
Yeah, that did not make sense. Yeah. Your house in Athens.
My house in Athens, we had this, like, $15, like, kind of crappy vacuum from Amazon, but, like, it did the job. It was never broken, and it just couldn't vacuum on the carpet, so, like, on, like, the hardwood floor, we were like, oh, this is fine. But then I asked for a real good vacuum this year, so I upgraded to the, I'm getting the exact name, it's the Bissell Air Ram Cordless Vacuum. And I have mine in the green color, not that that really matters. It's showing here that it's $129, and you can save 5% on Amazon, so that's cool.
I need a vacuum today now that you said that.
it's so powerful that it, like, ripped my phone charger out of the wall. Like, it is that powerful. And I just did it right before I got here.
It ripped
like, it's
oh my god.
Absolutely amazing. So I would highly recommend checking it out. And you know you're old when a vacuum is, like, satisfying your need. Like,
for real.
Maddie, before I got here, she was like, you should get, like, the... what's it called? The Roomba. She's like, oh, those are so cool. Like,
that's
we're talking
what I
about
you got for
we're
sure.
Talking about cool vacuums. Like, we're so old.
You should get the Roomba. Have you heard about that? Yeah. I don't think my apartment's big enough for it to, like, do its thing. I don't really know.
It's not that powerful. Like, this vacuum is like, you spill chips on the floor, you use this vacuum, you know?
You use that vacuum.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
no,
it's
one
of those ones where it's like, oh, break out the big guy. And it's cordless, which is just, of course, we love that.
It's cordless?
Yeah.
Is that, like, normal? My vacuum's just so not cordless.
I think that this one is, like, a... moving up in the world.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to check that
out.
You
definitely should. It's right on Amazon Prime, that-ish.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, our news event of the week is going to be the National Championship.
The college. College football National Championship. And you watch it, like, with your friends. It's so fun.
Yeah, I watched it at Paulie's, the Crepe Bar here.
If you're ever coming to Athens, a must.
It's hype. Like, it was really, really fun. I saw, like, everyone I knew, I swear. You know, that's what happens when you go to Paulie's. It was really fun. So, basically, it was Alabama against Clemson. And Alabama just beat us. That's why we didn't get to go. Wait, no. Yeah, we did play against Alabama, didn't we? Yeah, and
that
was a game
that
was
hard.
No,
but
it wasn't.
Yeah.
But it was a hard game to watch. And so I was personally rooting for Clemson just because I really can't stand Alabama. But technically, you're supposed to root for your conference, which is SEC, which is Alabama. So some of my friends were rooting for Alabama. I was not. What about you?
I didn't really have an opinion. I was just kind of watching to watch. And then actually when Clemson started winning, I was like, oh, yeah, let's destroy. And they did. So
yeah, Alabama needed that a little
44 bit. 44-16, Clemson won.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a good game to watch. Like,
it was insane.
The first half was really good. I fell asleep.
No. Oh, okay, yeah. And then the Bachelor season finale
oh
or premiere
did
was on.
Did you watch it?
No, my TV doesn't have it.
I'm gonna watch as soon as I get home.
And then where does it go? Don't they put it on like Hulu or something the day after?
Yes,
ABC?
Yes.
That's what I'm gonna do because I really do want to watch just because I like Colton. Can't lie.
I feel the opposite. I don't like Colton, but I am sucked into another season because I saw that preview.
I saw your story. Your story was like, I hate to admit, I will be watching again this year.
The preview really got me. It was like, oh, the most dramatic season. And then
They say that every season.
No, but I read some of the spoilers and it's like, actually, I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently he gets to the final three and then he immediately like sends one girl home or narrows it down like immediately. So it's like, I don't know, he knows what he wants.
Dang, well.
They really did play up the virgin thing, like, too much. It was, like, very, like, annoying.
He even, like, tweeted, did you see, like, take a shot every time they say virgin or something? It was because just insane.
It's
just,
I mean, that's also, like, degrading to you. It's like, he's more than just a virgin god.
I know, poor
dude.
It's
so bad, yeah.
I know. Oh, well,
and why does, like, the media have to make that, like, such a big deal? It's, like, it makes it, like, I don't know. I don't really necessarily agree with that.
I don't know. But the girl that got the first impression rose, she's literally a content creator.
I know. I saw that.
I mean, I definitely followed her. She has a cute feed. But I just, like, it made me mad. Because, like, it's such a thing where girls go on The Bachelor now and then they don't win, but then they just become, like, an influencer.
A blogger, yeah. Not even blogger, microblogger, like, because they just do it on Instagram.
I know. And then there was, like, that watch party with all the Bachelor alum. And I just, like, didn't know, like, how to feel personally. I just, like, I watch it because I want to see people fall in love, personally. But
people actually do, and I was listening to another podcast that Becca was in with Stassi.
Okay.
And Stassi was like, I just don't see how you guys can, like, fall in love after such a short amount of time. And Becca was like, yeah, but it's true time spent together because you don't have phones, you don't have technology, like, everything is, like, you don't have your stuff.
So
time is, like, I don't know. And imagine, like, only doing something with the intent of only dating. Like, you're truly only spending time together. Like, you're not even with other friends or other family. Like, it's just purely dating. So I guess, not that it's for me, but did you see our friend Tasha wants to go on it? Did you see those tweets?
Yeah, that was a while back, right?
No, she just posted again. She's like, I think I'm going to apply, like, next season. She totally should.
I so could see her on The Bachelorette. Like, or on The Bachelor, 100%.
Yeah. There's people who, like, are just cut out for it, I think, and, like, I can see her, like, thriving.
Yeah, she would do well, for sure.
I love it.
Well, so, yeah, it's your little National Championship and Bachelor recap tea. Yeah.
Even though we didn't watch the freaking Bachelor. We'll have updates next week, and hopefully no spoilers, but we'll just do, like, a little update. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun,
I think we need
too.
A Bachelor segment. People love hearing about the Bachelor.
I listened to the Morning Toast this morning, and they were talking about it, and I was like, honestly, this is really entertaining.
I started listening to Morning Toast, too. I didn't finish it, but...
Good stuff.
Podcast season. We've just been on the podcast,
dude.
Listening.
I literally listened to 5 different podcast episodes yesterday.
Because you drove,
yeah. Because I drove, so I needed so many different things. I listened to We Met at Acme. I listened to Girls Gotta Eat.
Her voice is so, We Met at Acme voice, but I almost, like, fall asleep when I listen to it because
she's like, "Hey guys, astrology." Like, I just love her so much.
Yeah, she's chill.
I listen to?
Girls Gotta Eat. Phenomenal.
Morning Toast.
And then Skinny Confidential.
Skinny Confidential. Oh my gosh, you need to listen to the Ed Mylett.
I listened to that one today.
I am so freaking motivated. And it, like, basically, the Skinny Confidential interviewed this guy, Ed Mylett, and he talked about one of the things that really stood out to me is, like, the people you surround yourself with are, like, so important. Yes. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to do
some
evaluating. The temperature, your inner temperature is, like, what you know. And, like, anyways, we won't talk too much about that, but wow, so good.
There's just such great podcasts out there these days.
Yeah. Yeah. This episode is going to be all over the place. I'm sure you guys already gathered that.
Honestly, can we just address this? Because I think a lot of listeners stumble upon this podcast and they're like, oh my gosh, I want, like, the tips. I want all of this, like, structural how-tos. This is going to be a very, if you haven't listened to the previous episodes.
If you don't know us.
It's a very conversational, lifestyle-based, but at the end of the day, it kind of is an extension of our YouTube channels. You know what I mean?
Like, it is. That's what Remy and Alicia's are, pretty basic. Like, they don't do any tips.
It's a conversation, essentially.
Yeah.
And we're going to stick to the specific, like, structure we have of, like, sharing our favorite and, like,
maybe
a news article. But if you're listening to this podcast with the intent to be like, I want to transform myself into a better, more productive human with these set tips, like, honestly, probably not the podcast for you.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because we love to talk about that, but we're also real people. And that's kind of, I think, what we want to, like, come across to you guys is, like, we are gals on the go and we like to be productive and we want to give you our tips, but we want to, like, make a joke about it and we want to, like, learn stuff from each other.
We're real girls at the end of the day. Like, we are 21 and 20 years old. Like, yeah. we don't have everything figured out.
Oh my gosh, you're 21 and I'm 20 right now, or just a year, but then you're gonna turn 22.
Crazy. Taylor Swift, I don't know about you. That's my Instagram caption.
I want to watch the Taylor Swift Reputation tour on Netflix.
Started it. Kind of hard to get through, but...
Okay, well, I saw that I was at her concert, and it was so inspiring.
When did you go?
Kenzie and I went in Chicago last minute.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was really good. It was after our meetup earlier that day.
Oh.
It was really good.
No, she's so talented. I don't mean yeah. I'm a Swiftie, but...
I'm a Swiftie! I love it!
You know what I mean, though. Yeah, like, it's it's just, like, pure concert footage, so it's just, like, okay, like, great song, like, next. Like,
I like what she says in between. Did she not do the words in it?
I watched, like, the first hour, and she only did that, like, once.
Oh.
But maybe I need to get to the second hour.
Or maybe it's just something to have on while you're cleaning your apartment.
Yeah,
ooh, I'll do that tonight.
I mean, she's incredibly talented. I don't
so talented.
Mean, like, that, but yeah.
So fun.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's our little tea about the pod. Because we've been reading your reviews, we see everything.
Yes.
Which we appreciate if you want to give us a review. That would be fantastic.
Totally.
But just so you know, like, if you... Because there are people, obviously, who thumb through Spotify, iTunes, and stumble upon this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people... Maybe we're not advertising in the right way. Because we're like, hey, listen to our podcast, but we don't really explain, like, what's on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know if we should take the blame or if other people are just, like... There's some sort of mixed message.
I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah, yes. We just assume everyone that was listening already knows us, but then people, like, discover us. And I think when we first started, we did, like, self-care tips. But then after a while, there's only so many tips we have.
Exactly. We're still learning.
That's why we're doing... That's why we do this, because we just infuse little tips every episode, but it might not be, like, in an organized way.
So if you're driving or walking to class, like, this is just something to casually put on. It shouldn't be something that you sit down and you're, like, taking notes on. You know what I mean?
It's like a talk show. It's a talk show.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
You run out of content.
Yeah, we simply do. But we love to talk to each other. And my mom constantly tells other people, tells me that the way we talk together, she just, we bounce off each other well.
I love Michelle. Such a light, honestly.
She is a light in this world. I'm very thankful for her.
Yeah.
So should we talk about this coming semester?
Yeah. Well,
how are you feeling starting the new semester? Yes, we started the new year, but now tomorrow we start classes. Oh,
so your schedule is actually every day. So you start classes tomorrow. I don't.
You don't?
No.
Oh, wait. Yeah. You literally only have Tuesday, Thursday.
Yeah. No. I'll tell you my schedule after. I'm second semester senior vibes, dude. Like I'm chilling. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, so if you guys have been following me for a while, you know I stack my classes, so I only would have classes Tuesday and Thursday, and this semester I simply could not finesse. So I'm looking at my schedule right now. A lot of people like to know class schedules, so
I think it's great because I think it also gives people a look into like what a true college curriculum looks like, because I think people assume like, oh, your major's marketing, you take all marketing classes, or like advertising, and it's absolutely not the case.
Yeah.
So I think it's very helpful, and there are so many elective hours required.
Yes.
So, yeah, elective
love
vibes.
I'm very excited about the semester. I'm feeling really good about it. I'm just going in with like a really good, like, mental space. Like, I've got my iPad Pro, I've got it all set up, I'm ready to take it on, and I'm just taking classes that I'm genuinely interested about. There's just 2 out of 5 that I'm not looking forward to, but that's fine. You know, it's better than last time.
How many hours are you? So you're in 15 hours?
16.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. What am I doing? I know I had to, because I forgot about the whole, like, requirement by the time you graduate, so I need to do, I need to do this.
Baby.
Yeah, so, basically, I'm most of my classes are on Tuesday, Thursday, however, I have one class Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but it'll be fun to go to, because it is advertising, and it'll be, why am I telling you guys this? It's at 12 o'clock on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Don't stalk her,
stalk me, please.
We're not gonna say classroom.
Yeah, no.
Building.
Yeah, but it's an advertising class. I just found out, like, a ton of my friends are in it, so it's gonna be really fun.
Yay.
In our sorority, and then another sorority's. So that'll be really, really fun, and it's only an hour, and I think it'll be good. It's just, like, my one class. I don't have to get up super early. I can go to Orange Theory first, and then I can go. I'm just so excited.
Uh-huh.
And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I don't start till 11 a.m. Just wow. I'm taking Fundamentals of Fashion Merchandising, which I'm really excited because I know all the girls that take that are super cute and fashionable, so that's the class I could dress up for. And then I'm taking theater, which is really exciting. It's just for non-majors. It's just like a scene study situation. I just really miss it. Like, you forget, like, it just makes me light up, and like, I need hours.
Yeah.
So
no, I think it's good to do things that you're passionate about.
Yeah, like, we'll see.
In different ways.
Yeah, yeah, and then great. I'm taking history because it's a requirement. I might try and test
which one, pre or post?
Oh, I don't even know. It's just U.S. history. Pre. I think it's pre.
Before
The Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I took the one that was after. But
I don't really know. I actually didn't know. I just took the one that everyone took that told me to take it.
Yeah, there's two options, I guess, at UJ. There's, like, the before the Civil War and after the Civil War. I think I did the after one just because...
Oh, I feel like everyone I know took pre.
Yeah, I just was, like, more interested in
the current... Oh, okay, okay. Like, I honestly didn't know their options. Because
every history class I've ever taken my entire... I took this freshman year. Yeah. Every history class I'd ever taken my entire life was before. Like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. World history and, like... very big picture, like, yeah. Older stuff, so I wanted to take more current, but not that it really was any different. I mean, like, all history classes.
No, that is cool. I honestly just took it because my advisor gave me the class number and was like, take this. Like, I didn't.
Yeah.
I really hate to roast, but my advisor's not the best.
It's all about the advisor.
Yeah, so those are my and I'm taking Spanish online because it's a requirement for Grady, which I don't know I haven't applied to Grady yet, so that's, like, the journalism school, and that's where I would major in advertising. So in order to, you know, be in this school, you have to take a certain amount of semesters of Spanish, so.
For sure.
That is my deal, and I'm really, really
so you have excited. A little bit every day.
Yeah, and so, yes, I start at 11 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I will have a Spanish class that I also need to attend to, so instead of four classes on Tuesday, Thursday, now I only have three, which will be nice. And I end at 3:15.
That's good.
Yeah.
So it's like is it three back to back or a little break in there?
It's pretty much back to back.
Dang.
Yeah. Well, but I did that. I've done it.
Yeah.
I
like stacking my classes too.
I do too, because then I just don't get tired. I just keep going.
It's definitely not for everyone though. Like, I've seen the debates in the Gals on the Go Facebook group, which we didn't even plug.
Oh my gosh. Go try and get in.
Please fill out the questions though. So it's just called Gals on the Go. The link is going to be in the description of this podcast, or you can find it on our Instagram, which you should also follow at Gals on the Go Podcast. But you just have to answer three simple questions. There's a lot of people pending that just haven't answered the questions.
So I know. We just can't accept you.
Just go back, because we just want to make sure you actually are a listener, not like a spam account or anything like that. Because, no spam in this group. It's very genuine. Just chat. So I saw a debate in there about, like, Tuesday, Thursday or not. And it's not for everyone, because, you know, some days you have tests, some exams on the same day.
Yeah, I guess that does.
A lot due on one specific day. Busy
weeks.
That
is true.
But overall,
it's like high school, though. I mean, you did it in high school.
Yeah.
So I just kind of, like, get in that mindset because it's just better.
Yeah. I would recommend it, personally.
Yeah. So you're doing that this semester? Tell us about it.
So I'm taking only, like, 9 hours total because I actually was supposed to graduate early, added on, like, a program, some other stuff, whatever, kind of worked it all in.
Yay.
I was supposed to graduate last semester. Technically, I probably could have done that and then, like, just... you know, chilled or whatever, but I really still wanted to, like, keep taking classes or whatever, so I'm taking my capstone, which is, like, your culminating class, which is, like, for your major, everyone has to take it, so, like, my marketing capstone, which I guess is gonna be, like, project-based. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
And then right after that, I'm taking this is all Tuesday, Thursday, and then immediately after that, I'm taking my PE, which is bowling.
Where do you have to go for that?
I still don't know. I think there's a bowling alley somewhere in Athens, like a small one.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. You have to take a PE as a Georgia student, and I could have taken, like, running or something intensive, but I already do Orange Theory. And
that's enough intensive running.
So I'll just do bowling. I did bowling in high school.
I hate you. I don't know that.
I did. You didn't know that?
I didn't know
that. Oh, I did. I really...
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm not very good. I did it, like, with a bunch of my friends. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was honestly so fun because you, like, go to the bowling alley. I'm doing it with some friends now again.
Good.
Like, it will be a good time. And then I needed to take two upper-level electives. So there's, like, general electives, and then there's, like, the upper level, which is, like, I believe it's the 200 levels or above. So not that they're particularly harder. I don't really know how they generalize, like, what is upper level versus not. But last semester I took interpersonal relations as an upper level, which I really enjoyed. So I'm taking now just online because I'm late. Honestly, I'm lazy. It's my second semester of college. I'm going to allocate a lot of my time towards job applications.
Yay!
And YouTube and all that stuff.
did you do any job applications over break or not?
I did.
Yay.
A few. I had some phone calls with people from LinkedIn, which was very helpful.
Yes.
Just in kind of hearing out where people... There are some Gals on the Go listeners who messaged me and were, like, helping me figure out my way. So thank you guys all so much for the support on that perspective. I'm sure everybody in my boat understands how weird of a time we're in, so figuring that all out is going to take some time, and updating my cover letter, resume, and, you know, scheduling all these informational phone calls will take a minute. So, but besides that, rambles.
No, it's all important stuff. And then stuff.
My online classes are going to be drug and alcohol abuse issues, which obviously pertains a lot in society today, so I think that will be very helpful to learn about. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also taking, it's a class for education majors. It's like technology for education majors. Honestly, I'll be honest with you guys, it does not apply to my major at all. Yeah, it's just an upper level random elective just to fill my schedule up a little bit more. So I know, hopefully no one judges. Like, honestly, that's what college kids do. So
yeah, no, it's sometimes you just gotta get those hours in.
I've been very fortunate though. The past few semesters of college, I've taken fantastic courses that I'm actually genuinely interested in. So, yeah,
it sounds really cool. Like, didn't you say when you're professors last semester, like, constantly would use you as an example?
Yes!
That's crazy. Oh my gosh,
He was the best. So, I took, like, an ad PR class, advertising PR, and it was, like, digital media strategy or something, and he was like, oh, the influencer. And he was like, we have one in this class, because I, like, have it on my email signature, and I would, like, email him, and he'd be like, my wife loves your video.
That's just so crazy. He's so to cute. Me, dude. Oh my God.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah. I love it.
That's awesome. Well, I think we're both going to be taking some good classes.
Just in good, positive headspaces, I feel like you are. Yeah.
I'm just so happy I'm not taking statistics anymore.
No math.
Like, I just...
World without math.
A world without math and science. Like, literally, hello world.
Yeah. Actually, that was my option. So it was either... It's so weird because, like, with UJ, the credits apply in, like, weird spaces. So you
it's so confusing.
Some of my classes could either be applied as upper-level electives or as arts and sciences. So I said it was either I take a science plus a lab, or I take two upper-level general electives. And I was like, I am done with science. I'm a second-semester senior.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, so I was like, I'll take the two. I'll take the two that I'm more interested in. Yeah,
suck. They suck.
Yeah.
I hate labs.
Yeah, no. Tuesday, Thursday vibes are the win.
Tuesday, Thursday vibes.
This is going to be my most chill semester of college. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, and you deserve it. And then you can work on your other things, and it'll be, like, a good transition into...
I have no excuse to, like, not do other things, though. That's the scary thing, is that, like, if I, like, don't post on YouTube, people are going to be like...
You better post on... I'm going to be up your butt about
Yeah,
it.
You should, because you're going to be like, you have days of just free time.
But you do, so you're going to do... What are you going to do video-wise? Are you doing, like, how many times a week?
My resolution was 2 to 3, but I mean, realistically, I could handle 3. So I'm going to shoot for 3 and then, like, more come.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That's so exciting. Yeah. Are you doing a week, like, in my life this week?
I'm going to do individual days.
Oh,
big,
smart.
Big fan of the days.
Yeah, no, good.
Yeah. I think that the audience really responds well to them.
Oh,
what
if
do you
I
think?
Could daily vlog, like, I would. Oh, yeah. You mean, like, college days in my life?
Yeah.
Oh, so you do, like, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Or what?
No, in this case, I'm going to do it all separate. I have some branded stuff due, so I got to. Yeah. The problem is that's really weird is that when brands, which I'm sure people recognize and watching videos, sometimes they require approval. So I post the problem is, like, I'm going to film a vlog for a brand tomorrow. It's probably not going to be approved until the following week, but I want to continue posting. So it's going to be, like, delayed. Is that weird to do? A little bit.
It's hard. I always get so worried about putting brands in vlogs because I'm like, I don't want it to, like, lose its significance of time.
Yeah. I have one going up today that's, like, a little delayed, but
it's okay. I'm definitely excited to watch it.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, it's all balance, I guess. But we're
balance.
Well, when your channel's mostly vlogs, and, like, vlogs are the only thing that, like, actually get views, yeah, it's like you kind of have to do it. Yeah. But I will do more week in my life. So it's just, honestly, if I have the time to do the days, why not?
Oh, you have time to do the days too now, so that's perfect.
It's just all about, like, balance between, you know.
What about a fashion lookbook?
Honestly, haven't done one of those since I think I was in high school. That's the problem. It's you should, like, do, like, I just don't really do, like,
outfits of the week or something. I used to
Gretchen
love
does
those.
That. She killed it. With
she
the
still does.
Of the week.
I haven't seen those in a while. Sometimes.
I don't know. I haven't really checked, actually. But
like, do you remember when Paulina?
Yes.
Oh, PB Bunny 97. Shout out to you, Paulina. Like, when she would do those outfits.
The OG
of the week,
outfits of the
with the nails.
Oh my gosh! And I'd be like, oh, those hot pink nails with the juicy tracksuit.
Yes.
Look, like,
look.
Or like, not even juicy. It was like a Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
Like, pink. Like, she'd be like, this is my pink sparkly zip up. I'd be like, need it.
I know. Queen. I'd be like, Christmas wish list. Like, it was queen. So funny. You know what made me think of those tweets right now that are going around? Like, you grew up with a granite countertop island and it shows, or like, yeah, just like yeah, like, yeah, like yeah. You grew up with Victoria's Secret leggings and it shows, or I just think they're so funny.
Some of y'all never got blank and it shows.
Some of you, yeah, it was that. And yeah. I just think those tweets are really funny right
they
now.
They are very funny. They are.
Like, I don't really know what it shows, but it's funny. It shows like something.
Privilege, I guess. Yeah, I don't really know. It's like stupid.
Or I like the ones that are like me, nothing, and then like something. That probably didn't come across the audience.
I don't even mean me nothing, like sorority girl. Oh my god, I love my little soul yeah, much. Yeah, stuff the best. Like that.
Yeah. I just think those are really funny. But anyways. That is funny.
So you had a few bullet points about yeah. just like getting the semester started, like positive thoughts, energy, things to do, right?
Like, yeah, I can make up one. I just have a list of things. Like, never. Anyways, so a few things that I have added to my life that have improved my life quality in the sense of school and starting a new semester. You guys know I got an iPad Pro and I just downloaded the app Good Notes. I'm on it right now. It's what I wrote the notes on. I'm really excited about that.
Can you flip it around? I want to get a visual.
My handwriting's not great.
Oh, gorgeous.
Thanks. I know my handwriting's so bad, but it's really nice. And you can like upload PDFs, so like I don't have to print anything out if I want to highlight things.
Yeah.
And then I also recently hopped on the Google Calendar bandwagon.
Yeah, so can you explain to me why you picked Google Calendar?
Okay, so I have a day designer planner. I really like using paper planners. I like being able to mark things off. Brooke and I actually found out we have the same pattern, different sizes. But then I also have a Google Calendar because, like Brooke's been saying in the past, she uses iCal. And I was like, I don't really get the difference because whenever you would send me like a calendar invite, it's from Google Calendar, but then it goes on my iCal and Google Calendar. Like, it's all connected. Like, I get alerts now from, like, anything I put in Google Calendar also converts onto iCal. So it's, like, crazy. And I downloaded the Google Calendar app, and I love it. I love how you can see your weeks. I like how you can color code. But you can do it on iCal, too, and, like, whatever. But it's been nice for, like, just, like, little event things or things that I wouldn't have my planner with, and, like, I really can't forget it because it pops up on your phone. So I've been really liking those two apps right now, Google Calendar.
I personally use iCal. I really didn't know the difference. I mean, sometimes when you are on like a professional call, they'll send you like a Google Cal invite.
Yeah.
But I just use iCal, but I guess that limits because it's just for Apple products. Is that the problem?
Maybe.
I know that some people don't love it, but I do like to organize everything digitally. It's really nice too because a lot of things easily do convert. Like,
yeah, like even if I book a flight, all of a sudden it's on my calendar and I'm like, what?
Orange Theory. I know not everybody does Orange Theory. That's okay. But Orange Theory does. There's an option if you book on the app that it can automatically apply to your Cal. Did you know that?
Yeah. I always add to calendar.
Oh, it's great. Great. Also, if you with just Apple products, they're really synced together. So if I text Danielle like, hey, can you record the podcast next Tuesday at 6? Sometimes it like will highlight the next Tuesday at 6. And you can like click on it and do schedule events that way.
Is that why it does that? Uh-huh. Oh, gotcha.
So it's just technology. I think it's good to have some sort of digital planning system because you're not always going to have, I mean, everything works for someone else.
Yeah.
Whatever works for you. I need to go through, though, my favorite part of the semester is just sitting down and converting all the dates from my syllabi to the digital and then to the physical.
It's so satisfying.
Yeah, it's...
Can't wait.
It's very good to get it all out because then there's no excuses. Like, I have friends that will just consistently go back and check the syllabi. And,
no.
But then you have to carry around all these sheets of paper. It's just too much. You might as well, like, go through and have a day of it.
Yeah, I find sometimes, though, they update the syllabus, and, like, I didn't hear them say that, or I missed it, and I'm like, oh, no. That's why you join GroupMe's for classes, because they're really, really helpful, and you keep everyone in the know.
I've also heard, though, to be careful with GroupMe's recently. I've never had any problems, but apparently, though, if there is, like, after a test or while a test is still out, if people write in your GroupMe, like, oh, shoot, that one about, like, one about the elephants was really hard, and then someone answers it, but the test is still out, apparently people could get in trouble for it. Yikes, so I'm a member of GroupMe's, but just be careful with it.
Yeah,
just,
I guess
cheating is, like, very...
I don't utilize it for that, guys.
No, I don't either.
No.
I'm in some, but, like, whenever people, like, say questionable stuff, sometimes I'll leave because...
Smart.
It's very, cheating on college campuses and stuff like that is taken so seriously. So just be
100%.
Be careful if you guys aren't aware of that because, like, school's academic policies are not
relaxed. Like, they could look at the list of people in the group and see your name and you didn't even know what was going on.
There was,
on,
like, a big thing that happened, I think, like, my freshman year or something, where there was a chem class where, like, everybody got in trouble.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. Yeah. No, I just, like, because people, like,
remember. No, I agree. I agree. And or I'm have, like a friend you. In your class. Or, yes.
There's always that one person in your group, me too, that's so active.
So clutch, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, but, or they send, like, gifts, like, that me after that test, and yes, it's, like, mind blown or something.
It's so funny, people. And then sometimes people get in fights, though, and I'm like, oh my god, skirt. But yeah,
so just, yeah, be careful. But anyways, that was not to be negative.
I actually had that thought. I've heard things, yes.
It's just weird, like, college is so different than high school in that regard, because, like, in high school, well, we didn't really do groupies in high school. Did you guys do that?
No, we had none.
Yeah.
We had, like, group texts.
Yeah, if it was, like, my science class, I'd make a group text with, like, the five people I knew in it or something. Yeah, but, yeah, like, yeah, not yeah. even for the purpose of the class, but I would be like, hey, guys, is the homework due today? Like, just stupid questions or whatever. Oh, my gosh,
the best. Always find a friend. That's my biggest tip. Yeah,
that's a good tip.
Like, last semester, I made sure to sit down next to someone and just introduce my name, and we gave each other our numbers. Like, I was like, yo, you're gonna be my person.
Yeah. So just
need to do that.
Pal up. Yeah.
Well, speaking of... Actually, not speaking of anything, but I'm gonna bring up a new topic.
Oh.
Travel.
Travel.
So, not this weekend, but next weekend is MLK weekend. And now that I actually have class on Monday, we don't have class on MLK weekend for Monday. So, I actually have a long weekend. So, Brooke and I are just going to ta-ta for a little bit.
Skirt. A little business travel. Would you consider it that? Yeah. Yeah, I would consider it a
business travel. Well, yeah, because it came up. Because basically, initially, we were going to go to Boston and hang out with Brooke, Maggie and Gretchen.
I'll be there.
And Molly, and just the whole Boston crew.
We didn't even tell Molly we were coming.
Yeah, sorry.
Molly, we were going to tell you.
I know, we were going to go and stay, and we had never booked the flights yet, but we were so excited we were going to record with Maggie and Gretchen. We're so excited. Basically, we got some opportunities in LA to do some stuff for Gals on the Go. Nothing, like, crazy exciting, just, like, some photo shoots and promo stuff. And
we never really did the proper, when we launched this podcast, you guys probably know, it was kind of like, surprise, podcast. Like, yeah, it was never I feel like when other podcasts launch, it's like, big build up, like, it's coming, like, you know, and
not we were just so excited. No, and we of just, course, yeah. And I thought about that too, because like even Remy and Alicia, they did that awesome thing and whatever, but that's just like how you and I started our YouTube, was literally just opening up our computers and starting to talk.
Exactly. So that's learned by example too. Like, it didn't, if you listen to the first episode, it might not be the best. I know there's like problems where like you can't really hear me and stuff, but like we've learned along the way.
100%.
And I think that's more genuine. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's been very authentic, genuine. This is a completely new platform for us, so it's been really cool to, I think, very humbling to explore.
For sure. But we wanted some new photos, because as you guys know, we post photos every time we post a new episode, and we were running out of photos of us together.
Honestly.
And so we're doing a really fun shoot with Taylor Krause. I love her stuff. And
very talented, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do a few different outfits. It's going to be great. Hopefully recording with some people out in LA and just having a little weekend.
It'll be fun, because... I haven't been to LA in a while, so I'm quite excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too, and we can just have a little Brooke and Danny weekend.
Yeah, a little.
And I'm really excited, because I think we decided we're going to stay closer to, like, the beach.
Very excited.
So we can have some beachy vibes. Just, it's good for the soul. I'm probably going to walk in the morning to SoulCycle before Brooke wakes up. And
I would do any other workout. I would do boxing, anything.
Ooh, let's do Rumble with Morgan.
Oh, I'd be so down.
Okay, yeah.
Just, this is just a PSA for everybody who answers the questions.
I know, this is coming!
This is Brooke speaking, by the way, if you weren't sure who's who. I do not like spin. I've never liked spin. I tried SoulCycle once. I wanted to die. So, like, I just don't
say it.
I can't stay on the beat. I have no rhythm. I'm not a good dancer. Like,
gosh, Brooke, say one more
deprecating.
Deprecating.
Yeah. You know what I mean, though? Like, it's not for everyone.
It's not
like,
for everyone.
And it hurts my butt. I don't like it. It hurts my butt, honestly. It, like, makes me feel really uncomfortable.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, guys, I was like, accepting some people in the group. And I was like, it was like spin, and I was just like, no.
But
like,
that's yours, though. You love spin.
Yeah, it's mine, but it's like, you don't listen to the, I was like, you don't listen to the podcast, but then.
But then there were some things that maybe we haven't made this clear either, because I guess if you don't know what Orange Theory is, or if you don't have one near you, people think that's a spin studio.
Oh.
I read something that was like Orange Theory, like Orange Theory, aka Spin or something, and I was like,
oh no.
So Orange Theory, guys. Orange Theory is mixed like cardio weight training.
Yeah,
like,
there is a bike, but only I use the bike sometimes.
It's like cardio, meaning like treadmill heavy, and then like there's options for if you're injured or if you just opt to do either the bike or the elliptical. Yeah. But like the workout is designed for the treadmill.
Yes, 100%. I got new running shoes. I'm ready to hit the treads tonight, guys. I'm going OTF. And I got some Hokas. Those are the ones that your little has. They're, like, the really cushioned, like,
I need to get a pair.
I'm really excited.
Did you get them tried on or you just bought them?
I got them for Christmas, so I didn't try them on, but they're true to size, and I'm really, really excited to run in them tonight. I'm nervous, but it's gonna be good.
I kind of want to go to a running shoe store and get, like, properly fitted. I think I'm gonna treat myself and do that.
Do that.
Do the whole go to Athens Running Club. We have, like, a running store here, and they, like, look at your foot, like, the arch of your foot, and, like, measure it.
Oh, wow.
I've never done that.
A lot of athletes do that.
Because I don't have any, like, you always, like, show up and you're, like, ugly sneakers. Not ugly sneakers, but, like,
no,
you
know what I mean? They're ugly. Like, Asics and Saucony.
And mine are so uncomfortable.
No, you need cushion sneakers for what we do in Orange Theory. Like, I can't. But, yeah.
So, travels. So, we're going to LA. So, we're excited. It will be a good time to see all our pals. And, no, so, it's basically, I will work out with you, but as long as it's not Seoul. But if you want to go to Seoul, that's okay.
Well, no, I see. That's my thing. I'm like, I want to go to Seoul, and I know you don't want to. So, I'm just going to finesse one morning just to go on my own.
Love it.
But yes. I'm so down to, like, work out and, like, do something together. I just have to go to Seoul at one point just because...
Yeah, you should because we don't have one here.
And we don't have
one here. It's just so inspiring and they light the candle.
But can I just say, I don't even know if I told you this. I manifested something. Something's coming to Athens. Did I not text you?
No.
Okay, I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to, like, get the brand mad. But as you guys know, I go to Orange Theory. I love it. It's so fun. But if there were a spin studio in Athens, like, that's where
Tell me, is Seoul coming here?
No. Oh my God,
this isn't big enough city to have a Seoul.
SoulCycle is not. Basically, there's a spin studio. I don't want to, like, say anything.
Okay.
But there's the spin studio that's in other college towns that some of my friends go to. And literally, we were talking the night before, and my friend was telling me, oh, I go to the spin studio. And I was like, I wish, since they're in college towns, I wish Athens had one. And literally that night, I go home, I have a DM from that spin studio saying, hey, we're looking to open in Athens, want to hop on a call and, like, get your ideas on the Athens fitness scene. I started crying. I have a call with her this week about it. It's insane. I'll tell you more about it after.
Manifestation energy, I will say.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily say, like, this is going to happen, but I've been talking about it for so long. And guys, like, if there's a spin studio in Athens, I was, like, telling my friend, I was like, I'd like, train to become an instructor. Like, that'd be so fun. Not that I have that time.
But you love spin that much. I can't and I shan't.
I'm just so excited and just big things are coming. So
that's awesome. Wow. Good for you.
I'm really excited.
Big spin energy.
Big spin energy. But yes, to confirm, Brooke and I's current favorite workout as a whole would be Orange Theory.
So this is a spoiler. So if you aren't in the Facebook group, that's an answer.
Well, we should try out in LA. I want to try out Barry's Boot Camp.
Yeah, I've heard it's similar, but
and Rumble.
Different.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barry's.
Barry's. So we actually, that could be what we do when we hang out with Morgan, because we don't have a lot of time, but we can see if she wants to go to Rumble
and then
with
get,
us.
Like, a healthy
we can
after.
Go to Rumble and then Alfred. Well, it's just not healthy. Okay, we go somewhere healthy.
I want, like, a nice, like, green...
Like, sweet grain. We're being so annoying.
I can't wait to be on the beach. I really am looking forward to it.
I think it would be good.
Big beach energy.
Yeah, we can go to Santa Monica Pier and just be basic.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm really excited. It's going to be
good
for
the soul. A lot of people do travel that weekend, though, so it's not like we're missing anything here.
Yeah, so one of the other reasons we chose that weekend is because, well, a lot of my friends are going on fraternity formals, so...
Yeah, a bunch of my friends are, too. There are a bunch that aren't, so, like, I totally could have stuck around.
Oh,
but...
really? All my friends are just gone.
Gone. Out of town.
Yeah, actually not all. But, like, a lot of
there's
them.
A lot of other ones of the weekend after and stuff, but I don't really talk to boys at this point in my life, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I'm complaining. I mean, single life is great.
But it's okay.
I'm open, though. The DMs are open. Oh, my gosh. Gals on the go.
The DMs are open.
I'm kidding. That was totally a joke.
No, yeah.
Gals on the go, though, do work for me, though. I think we've confirmed that in the
Facebook. Can you just tell the quick story?
I will, but I don't really, want to cause a scene because I respect this poor boy. People are like, I'm not even gonna message this boy because that's just bizarre at this point. Like, I'm not a stalker. So I mentioned on a few podcasts back, I'm not gonna say his name again, but I was like, oh, I met this boy, blah, 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 at a bar when I was at the SEC championship. He was so cute. Like, but then, like, I lost him in the crowd or something. And I should have, like, stayed and talked to him because I thought he was so cute, so easy to talk to. Like, we talked for a minute. And then I mentioned his name. I didn't even remember that I mentioned his name. Like, that was just,
yeah.
I totally forgot that I did that. I wasn't trying to be like, find him or like,
that's
whatever.
So funny though.
Look in the Gals on the Go Facebook group yesterday. Girl's like, Brooke, I found this boy X name. Could it be him? And then they're like, oh my gosh, he was in my art history class. I'm like, the comments were all like,
they're putting in work.
Put his
you.
Ad. So then they like dropped his ad. They were like, please continue us. Like, please DM him and let us know like the story. And I'm just not gonna do that. Like, I'm just not. That's not really my personality type to be like super forward and be like, hey, I lost you in the crowd. Like,
I can only imagine.
Like, you know me. That's just not me. Like, I'll talk to boys, but I'm not like the one to like initiate it and totally. Be like, hey boys, like, what is up?
Yeah, no, I know. So, it takes a lot to do that.
Even though he doesn't even live in Athens, like, I probably will never see this boy again in my entire life, which is fine. So anyways, thank you guys. Gals, they go do the work for me. But
yeah, put in the work.
We I love really that. Love that. They're really good. They're like, this girl's too single.
No. No! Oh my god, I said I know before I knew what you were going to say.
No, you know what I mean? They're like, okay, like, let's help out a sister.
Let's help out a sister.
So it really is a sisterhood. Thank you guys.
No,
sisterhood
seriously.
Of gals on the go.
It's a sorority. Well, so Brooke, I completely forgot. We have questions to answer on the Instagram.
Oh my gosh. The follow. Instagram is popping off these days, too. Love you guys.
Our creative director, Emma, shout out to you. She's just killing the graphics and just, we're starting to do tweets now, like, on Instagram, like,
I love
meme
it.
Style,
kind of. So go follow us. It's, like, very,
We just hit 11K.
Oh, my God.
I just saw this.
Yay. And you could swipe up to listen to the episodes. We make it super easy for you guys to,
oh, my gosh, yes.
Listen to your pods. Oh, also, poll question, which was interesting. Do more people listen on Spotify or iTunes? And it seems like a lot of you guys listen to the podcast on Spotify.
I was so shook because I listen to all my podcasts on Apple or iTunes.
I'm a Spotify.
See, but you can't see your subscriptions. You have to, like, search the person and be like...
You're right. You're
see,
right.
See, I need to know what's new.
But that's where we post our podcasts, Spotify and iTunes.
Yeah, so really I'm very... Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this is the first question. We don't have to name them all. Not that we... It's so annoying. But I just need you to say a story. So...
Oh, God.
The question is, have you ever met a celebrity? And all I'm thinking about is Chuck Bass right now.
I feel like we've met other... I feel like you've met celebrities. Aren't you, like, didn't you take pictures of them when you were younger or something? Or
So I've met celebrities. I've met... Jesse McCartney was the first celebrity I ever met because I was in love with him. Who else am I at? Drew Barrymore. I'm trying to think of, like, names.
Yeah. Oh, that's some good ones. Jesse McCartney, teen heartthrob. Oh, my God.
Teen heartthrob.
Yeah, I love the guy.
You met Ed Westwick at Coachella. Like, dead.
So, well, there were a lot of, not to be dramatic, but there were a lot of celebs in VIP.
Yeah, like, we've seen a lot.
I'm not even, like, we saw Bella Thorne from, like, across the way. I haven't talked to her,
though. Oh, yes.
We did see her,
Bella
like,
Thorne.
A few... yards away.
Yeah.
I'm not good at identifying celebrities. That's
no, me neither. They look different in person.
But in this case, it was so blatantly obvious.
Oh my god, Brooke, I'm so shook from this.
So it's me, Margot, and Liv. Why did I call her Olivia?
Olivia Vargas.
Yeah, I call her Liv, though.
Oh, okay.
So we were walking out of Coachella. For some reason, I left you. Where did I leave you?
I don't know.
Maybe you were staying and we were, like, getting on the bus. Oh, yeah, because then we called you. We were like, the bus is leaving. Like,
oh, it's because I went to Migos and you stayed for Odessa.
Yeah. And after Odessa was over, we left because we didn't stay for Eminem because we're freaking losers. I don't know why we did that. Eminem is fantastic.
Yeah.
So we were headed out, walking out, and then all of a sudden, like, we're literally right at the gate, like, where they check you in, but no one's there. Well, I guess there's people still getting checked in, you know?
Yeah.
And as soon as we, like, I'm not going to tell any stories. And I've told this one before, so I'm sorry if you've listened to this
already. I just needed you to say it again.
We passed this... average height male, and he's with a girl, but they're not, like, holding hands or anything, and then, like, I, like, do, like, a double take because I, like, looked at him, and then I, like, looked again, and I was shook because it is Chuck Bass, like, wearing, I don't remember what he was wearing, but it was, like, a nice fit. I was like, that's him. Like, that's him. That I didn't even know
Ed
his name
Westwick.
Was that. I didn't even know that was his name. I was like, that's just Chuck Bass. Like,
oh, okay.
In my mind,
yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, it's Chuck Bass. And then all of a sudden he... This is the surreal moment
this
of my
is
life.
Iconic.
I was like, he's not... Like, whatever. I thought that we were just walking past each other, and he goes... He darts towards me. He goes, excuse me, darling. It is British accent. He's got a British accent. He goes, can I trouble you for a cigarette? And then I literally died. I was like, oh my God. And I was like, oh no, I'm so sorry. I don't have one, but it's actually my birthday. I go, it's actually my birthday, though. And, like, I would love to take a photo with you or something. And he goes, oh, darling, I can't tonight. Like, so sorry. And then we, like, left. But he was, like, so kind. I don't know why he couldn't take a photo. I speculated that maybe he couldn't be there for some reason. Like, there was, like...
Or that know, girl. Or just...
Too yeah, bad. Like, I, you don't know. Or, like, maybe, like, his... But I don't know. You can't go to Coachella and go into hiding. Like, everyone sees
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I don't... You don't go there not to take photos.
Yeah, I know. And then everyone's like, you should have taken, like, a Snapchat or something. But, like, then when I walked away, I, like, grabbed Margot and Olivia and Liv were. And died. I was like, oh my god. Like, it was, like, so quick. Yeah. You know what I mean? But anyway, so he asked me for a cig. So,
I'm just, like, yeah. What I'm more curious is, why did he pick you to ask
for a cigarette?
I don't know! Like, I know what you were wearing.
Like, yeah, I was wearing, like, a...
Was this Yellow Dead?
Yellow
Rock. That was the yellow...
If I was wearing the all black, maybe, like, yeah.
Yeah, I was, it depended, because one day you were wearing all black, the other day it was, like, yellow with braids, like, oh, country gal.
It was country vibes that day. I don't know, like, I was just feeling the country vibes.
No, I like
yeah.
that outfit, but I'm thinking about
no,
that
I would never approach a girl who looked like me, and I must have looked like a true festival gal. Honestly, because that's who like, yeah. I guess would carry, like, a cig. I don't know.
That so should be your Instagram bio. Ed Westwick asked me for a cig. Or Chuck Bass.
That's actually, like, I've over told the story so many times now, but that was, like, my birthday. That, like, just was, like, the icing on the cake. Like, he asked me for a cig. And next year, I don't smoke cigarettes, but maybe I'll have to carry them in my purse, because who knows? Just to offer to any celebrities, you want a cig? You want a cig? Because it's a great topic of conversation.
Oh, my god.
Not
gosh.
Actually, but, you know. That was odd to me. I didn't realize that. I mean, I guess, like, I guess he's a cig guy. Who knows? Not on that jewel game.
You should be like, no, I have a jewel, though. Cigs? I mean, were jewels a thing last year? Probably. I hate jewels. I can't. Last night, just seeing them all, it just hurts me on the inside.
Yeah,
there's
I hate when
many.
Celebrities endorse them. Like, I'm not going to say who, but I saw a celebrity, like, post of them. And what? I'm like, you're just encouraging it to the younger generation. It's just not a positive role model. So,
a role model.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
Wow. Well, so I think we'll just do, like, two more questions, because I quite frankly have to go pick up my groceries from Kroger. This one's for you, Brooke. Kelly asks, does Brooke have any bucket list things to do for her last semester of college?
Okay, so like I said, year of yes, I'm not going to say no. Like, there were so many nights that I was just like, I don't want to go out. Like, I just want to lay in my bed and watch Netflix. Mm-hmm. Like, no, Brooke, get up. You're only 21 and young once, and I'm only going to live with these people for a few more months, likely, because none of my friends from college are moving to New York, so that's depressing.
Crazy.
Yeah, so... No excuses, basically. I'm just going to say yes to random stuff, too. Because I'm like Danielle in the sense where, like, I do say no to random stuff. Or, like, if something, like, oh, like, come hang out with us and, like, this group of friends that maybe you're not entirely friends with. And I'd be like, no, I'm not friends with them. Like, what? What am I saying?
Yeah.
I'm just going to go and be random.
No, so, I love that. Be random.
Really, I don't really have, like, a bucket list, per se, of, like, this. Because I've already been so fortunate to do a lot of cool things in Athens. So, just saying yes to you. What about you? Anything on the bucket list?
Delaney and I did make a bucket list.
Did you really?
We did.
Can you share it with me? I'm interested.
I can share it with you off the mic.
Yeah, yes. that's what I mean.
Yeah. I think we made one, though, that I can share. Oh, last night we made it. Orange Theory 3 times a week. Boom.
Oh, done.
Because
okay, let's do it. Yeah.
I mean...
I want to do
more. We pay for unlimited.
Yes.
And if you only do 2 a week, then you can be doing the 8-class package. Like, simple as that.
I'm doing more, for sure. Let's do it. Let's do
okay,
it
boom.
Up.
Boom, done. I'm already booked for my 3 this week. You ready?
I think I am. I'm only booked for 2, but let's...
We'll just have to start next
week. Oh, this is going to be really aggressive to say, but it's hard to do it the day after going out because you stay up late. I'm like, I got to just get
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is something I wanted to talk about on the podcast, and this is what we'll end off with. Oh my gosh. I have been self-tanning.
I know, this is a big stride for Danielle's
pale.
Life.
But, like, guys, okay, so I got a spray tan, like, I don't even know when. And then, so then you're working out a lot, and I was, like, so tired of... Cause I wasn't wanting to work out because of the spray tan, but I wanted to be tan because it makes you feel better. So I was like, oh, Brooke always freaking talks about self-tanning. I was like, I can't do
it. And
don't
you get scent loving tan? Don't they, like, legit send it to you?
Yes, but...
You're so lucky, dude. I pay the $40 a bottle. It is pricey.
Well,
it's worth it.
I doubt they'll ever send me it again because I, like, forgot to promote it. But I actually don't. I didn't use Loving Tan.
Fake.
I use this Jergens stuff. I've done a brand deal for them. I really like the Jergens.
Is it, like, gradual?
The mousse. It's the mousse. Oh. No. I really love it. It's just, for me, the Loving Tan's so dark and streaky. Like, I know it's not supposed
to be.
It's
not streaky. It's dark, though. I will say it's dark.
It's dark.
I just got aggressive about that because...
It's not streaky.
Maybe I'm just good at applying it, not to brag.
I think humble brag.
That could be my new Instagram. I'm really good at putting on self-tanner.
Not streaky. No, I think it's just I get scared. I think I need to try. I'm going to try Loving Tan. I was just scared. So I just put on the Jergens.
It is dark, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, I do it and people are like, whoa. Like,
I need to figure out. I just don't like the whole, like, pale face. Like, I mean, yeah, you put on makeup
and
blend in.
Just the Jergens fade evenly, though. That's my problem. Because every time my self-tan comes off, it's kind of, like, flaky and, like, chalky looking. Oh, yours looks good,
Well,
though.
We'll see. I haven't worked out yet with it. But I mean, everyone loves loving tan. I just haven't, I like had my Jergens at home and I don't know, but I really, really like it. And I think I'm going to try and keep it up, and then it won't stop me from working out, because then if I start, I'll just put more on.
I think it's good. Yeah.
And it just, like, it makes you look more fit, too. Like, everyone's like, you look good, and I really feel like I think it's just
honestly, it's all about the little things that boost your confidence. Like, if you feel better with straight hair, wear your damn hair straight. Yeah. Who cares, you know?
I agree.
When people are like, all they do is get spray tans, like, not particularly for us, but maybe for other influencers or whoever you feel that way about.
Yeah.
Quit your judgment, and
it's just certain things, like, you know, some
if it's a confidence boost to them, who cares, you know?
It's like wearing makeup. I mean, exactly. When you put on makeup, it's like a spray tan. It's just like when
people wear makeup to the gym. If that makes you feel better and that's going to get you to the gym, who cares? Oh my gosh.
I love that, Brooke.
That's the most frustrating thing to me, is when people are like, just because something might not be good for you, you don't agree with it, or
you're too lazy to do it, but then someone else does it, and you're like, no, I mean, there's been times, like, I have makeup on all day, and I'm like, I'm just gonna keep my makeup on for workout, make me look a little better, you know?
Exactly, and then you look in the mirror afterwards, and you're not, like, red-faced dying, like, you actually are like, oh, you know what, I have a little sweat, a little
Like, I'm doing especially during Orange Theory, when you're looking at yourself the whole time, by God, like, there's been times I've definitely put on concealer. Like, I don't even care. I'll say it. You know?
Yeah. Because that's a huge deterrent to me when I struggled with acne. I didn't want to go to the gym because I was like,
no, for sure.
Oh my gosh, my face is terrible right now. But so who cares? Yeah.
Whatever.
Tori wears makeup to spin sometimes to do watch.
She like kind of always does.
Because she says she feels more confident when she's teaching. Good and for her. And she's like
the boss there. You've got to be. I would kill to take one of her classes, dude.
When you're a spin gal.
Oh, true. You. Yeah.
No, I would take anything else. I would do like Pilates or something.
Oh, yeah. Because she doesn't.
We should try Pilates.
We should go to Hannah's.
Fresh out of your roomie.
Yeah, she's been trying to get me to go. And I'm just so bad at Pilates. But I want to go. It looks like a cool new studio in Athens. So.
I want to, like, try new things this semester.
Let's do it. I want to go to yoga, too.
I heard you say that with your mom. Yeah. I would be down to go.
M3 yoga is really cool. Once in
a
while,
like, a little, like, relaxation breathing.
Yeah, like, on a Sunday morning when you don't want to work out, but it is a workout, you know? 3 times a week.
I went my freshman year to this yoga place a bunch, and I don't remember the name, but Fuel? It was... No, and it's, like, actually, like, you pay as you go, so you pay as much or as little as you feel like paying. It's, like, volunteer, kind of.
Oh, okay,
and
yeah,
then, like,
yeah.
They use the money to, like, keep the studio up and running. It was very authentic yoga, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know what's, like, good yoga versus bad yoga, but it's very, like...
Is it more spiritual, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
It was really good, though.
That sounds like something my mom would do.
A lot of, like, breathing-focused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is so good for you, and I hate doing those. I did if you listen to my podcast with my mom, we did this, like, hip-hop yoga flow thing. It was so cool. It wasn't hip-hop.
Yeah, but it was, fast. I listened to it.
It was hot yoga, and I actually really enjoyed it, but I also hated it.
The podcasts were great, so if you haven't caught up, they're worth the listen. I know we're not together, so it might not be the traditional thing, but like
we did ones with our moms.
Yeah, and then I did just answering everybody's question. We're moving after college, so that will address more of that if you're interested. Oh yeah,
and I did and a then solo. You did
with Delaney, which answered a lot of
oh yeah, I actually did three over the break because I did that. Wait, bonus
you
did one.
Oh yeah, I did a solo.
I did one with Delaney, which you guys should totally listen to if you want to learn more about our friendship.
I think it's great to hear like about.
You need to do one with your friends.
YouTubers
now.
Friendship with non-YouTubers.
Yeah.
I kind of want to do one with Maddie Mariah, but it would be three. How are we going to do that? We'll crowd out the mic.
Yeah, I don't know. You could do hot seat, like different. Like Mariah 10 minutes, Maddie 10 minutes.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for tuning in today.
Yes, thank
I'm
you.
I'm sorry guys. Again. I'm like so sick. I'm like wiping my nose and being disgusting right now because I'm struggling with this cold. So if you have cold remedies, please share them with me. I usually just, you know, drink a lot of tea, do a lot of vitamin C. But it's just like.
Once it comes, it's just... I can't
breathe. It's so bad.
Ugh. I'm sorry.
It's okay. There's bigger problems in the world.
There are, yeah, but...
Yeah, I can't really complain. I'm healthy and happy, so, like...
Aw. Love the outlook, Brooke.
I know. We're just... Good energy this semester.
Yeah. Good energy.
Good gals with good energy.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week. We're back on the reg sketch.
Bye.
We love you guys so much, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye-bye. Guys.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more, and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price, so they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.